From Georgia Public Broadcasting, this is On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott. The federal farm bill working its way through Congress could dramatically reduce free school meals. Those meals offer significant help for the nearly 20% of Georgia households with children. The Food Research and Action Center say struggle to afford quality food. So many students in Macon qualify for the program that free breakfast and lunch are available to all. District-wide. Samantha Max reports on health for the Macon Telegraph and has been following the story, and she joins us now from Macon. Samantha, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So you've been eating lunch with students around Macon over the last several weeks. Talk to some kindergartners who gave you a sense of what lunchtime is like inside of a Bibb County school.
Want to sit with us?
You can sit right here, Joy.
So, tell me, what are you guys eating today for lunch? Let's see.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly? Do you guys get PB&J pretty often?
So what was the answer, Samantha? Do they?
Yeah, all the kids I was sitting with about half a dozen of them, and they were all eating peanut butter and jelly, and they said they have that pretty much every day. So basically, Bibb County Schools, they offer, you know, fresh, hot-cooked meals every day, but they also offer PB&J every day just as a supplement in case anyone doesn't like the main meal, and it's pretty popular.
So all students in the Bibb County school system are qualified for free lunch. Well, how do they afford it?
The way that it works, there's a federal program that in school districts where 40% or more of the kids qualify for free or reduced meals, basically, the district offers everyone free lunch, so it's really just a grant program through the federal government.
How much does the county spend on each student's nutrition?
So they get $1.82 for each lunch, 80 cents for breakfast, and a little bit less than that even for snacks. So it's not that much to work with,
no.
But they work with a lot of vendors and basically, before they think about anything else, the first thing when they're deciding on what vendor to go with is how they're going to fit it into this very small price pocket.
Now, you spoke with Tamichael Sharp. She's Executive Director of Nutrition for the Bibb County School District, about how school lunches come together.
We have to ensure that the items that we put on the menu are limited in the amount of sodium, fat, and some of the other nutrients that we are required to assess each item for. Then we have to put them together as a menu.
Well, that has to be some pressure, meeting all those requirements. Earlier this month, you reported that a version of the federal farm bill proposes restrictions that could slash funding for Bibb County's free meal program. What would that bill do if it passed?
Yeah, so the U.S. farm bill, which is supposed to actually pass by the end of this week. A version was proposed through the House that actually passed that would restrict SNAP requirements. So some of the changes would be that anyone who gets those SNAP benefits would have to have proof of employment. And one of the ways that Bibb County Schools actually qualifies for the program that provides these free meals is that so many of the parents are on SNAP. And estimates from the Congressional Budget Office and different parties that have looked into it have basically found that if these changes to SNAP happen, then a lot of adults with school-age children are going to lose their SNAP benefits. And the fewer people in the district that have SNAP benefits, the less likely they will be to meet that 40% that would get them the eligibility for the federal program. So then they would have to go back to an application-based program. And Ms. Sharp told me that it's nearly impossible to get 100% of families to apply for free or reduced meals. So a lot of kids would just end up falling through the cracks if they don't apply or if they don't qualify, but their parents aren't sending them to school with the money that they need to buy lunch.
Well, there is a good body of research on what happens to the brain when people go hungry. Again, Tamichael Sharp on how essential breakfast is to Bibb County students.
The breakfast program is critical to helping to provide the nutrients to start the brain cells and the body working again in the morning before they get to start trying to learn. And all they can think about is, I'm kind of hungry.
What do we know, Samantha, about the relationship between adequate nourishment and being able to succeed at school?
I mean, if you just think about how you are when you're hungry, you know, that's the first thing that's on your mind. And it's very difficult for these kids to concentrate. They're often more irritable. And Ms. Sharp was telling me that since they have introduced this breakfast program, their nurses' visits in the morning have gone down. Kids are engaging a lot more in the classroom because they have that energy they need to, you know, really be active in the classroom and not just be thinking about, I'm so hungry.
Well, the federal farm bill has a number of different sides arguing for and against. Has this discussion about free meals and the SNAP benefits made it into the forefront?
You know, it's hard to say. I think that people are really thinking a lot about SNAP benefits, but I don't know actually how widely known this community eligibility provision program is, which allows for all these schools to get free meals. It's a fairly new program. I think it started just a few years ago, but it could really be deeply impacted depending on what version of the bill passes. The Senate version did not include the changes to SNAP benefits. However, now the House and the Senate are kind of working together to figure out what the final version of the bill may be. And it's actually looking like they might not even meet the September 30th deadline. Because they're so caught up in this argument over the SNAP benefits.
Samantha Max, she covers health for the Macon Telegraph, also a reporter for AmeriCorps member. Her reporting is supported by the News Co-Lab at Arizona State University. Samantha, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.